Welcome to the VAT update for January 2016 and Happy New Year to everyone. I've got five items to cover and this podcast is accompanied by detailed notes which in themselves contain links should further reading and research be wished. The first item is about the long-running local authority parking dispute, which concerns the Isle of Wight taking a test case when it argued that it was fulfilling a statutory function and therefore outside the scope of VAT when it provided off-street car parking, and therefore although it charged VAT, it had done so incorrectly and it was seeking to reclaim the VAT. This first came before the VAT Tribunal in 2004, and since then it's oscillated backwards and forwards from the High Court to the Tribunal and then over to the European Court of Justice to consider this particular issue. And it's one of principle, and it would involve substantial sums of money were the local authorities correct, but they've been held not to have been correct. And I think that the local authorities deserve serious criticism for continuing to pursue an appeal at this, because at the end of the day, if they had to charge VAT, which they did have, and the court has upheld that view, then they pay a price. But if they were entitled to reclaim the VAT, it would just be moving money from one pocket of government to the other, and it does nothing for the consolidated fund. I think there should actually be a prohibition on disputes like this coming before the courts, and a different way should be settled it when it involves one part of government attacking another part of government, but no improvement in the yield to the consolidated fund. HMRC were correct to pursue their decision not to make the refund of VAT, but the local authorities deserve criticism for wasting time and money on this issue. In Associated Newspapers, the Revenue had tried to charge VAT on the issue by the Daily Mail of vouchers free of charge, and the First Tier Tribunal had found this was not correct. But in a separate appeal, HMRC then attempted to deny the input tax on the reimbursement by the Daily Mail of any vouchers which were presented. And the First Tier Tribunal had said that they were entitled to recover the input tax because the expense was incurred in the course of furtherance of the Daily Mail's trade, because it was trying to improve its circulation. It's gone to the Upper Tribunal, and in a very lengthy decision, the Upper Tribunal has agreed with the First Tier Tribunal decision that the Daily Mail and Associated Newspapers Limited was entitled to recover input tax that was charged from intermediary voucher vendors. It has also agreed that the supply of vouchers free of charge with the newspaper scheme was for the purposes of the business to enhance circulation, and therefore no output tax was due in the voucher. But the Upper Tribunal disagreed with the First Tier Tribunal in respect of input tax charged by ANL by retail issues of the voucher, and the Upper Tribunal has held that the retailers did not have to declare VAT in the consideration at that point, but only on the final redemption of the voucher, and that therefore this could not be ANL's input tax and could not be recovered. HMRC deserves serious criticism for continuing to the Court of Appeal the Brockenhurst College dispute, which concerned an educational establishment that provided courses on catering and drama for the performing arts. The students had to cook something, and the college therefore allowed the public to attend a restaurant and pay for a meal, but the cost of that meal was around 80% of the cost of producing the meal. In other words, it was a loss-making activity and clearly not being conducted in the course of furtherance of a business, but rather it was just selling something that had been produced as part of the course of education. If it stopped at the First Tier Tribunal, then HMRC could have changed the law if they wished. But it's gone to the Court of Appeal, who have decided that they need clarification in the interpretation of Article 132 as to whether or not these courses are closely related to the provision of education. And therefore the dispute continues. But at the end of the day, this is just one pocket of government disputing with another pocket of government who should pay. And really, HMRC deserve criticism for pursuing an appeal like this. HMRC have updated their guidance in Notice 701/14 to confirm that they have accepted the decision in Lees and Tunnocks of Scotland that snowballs, a chocolate item that's edible, can benefit as zero-rated products. I have been quite critical of HMRC for wasting a lot of resource on pursuing appeals which do nothing to improve the tax shield. But in fairness to HMRC, I'd like to point out they do try to help agents, and an example of that is the publication of Agent Update 51, which at 13 pages contains many interesting items, and they also produce webinars and learning support for tax agents, and I've given you a link to access that. Thanks very much for listening.